It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, filling in for Paul Guggenheimer. A 2015 report by the National Center for Education Statistics indicates 17%, that's about 1 in 6 new teachers, leave the profession within 4 years, 1 in 10 after the first year. This doesn't even account for teachers moving from one district to another, say an urban district to a suburban school district, or even the turnover within a school district, moving from one school to another. Over the last 3 years in the Pittsburgh public schools, the average teacher turnover rate has been 22%. Today, on this Life of Learning special, we're going to discuss increasing teacher stability in urban schools. We'll get a closer look at two programs involving area universities that have a focus on urban teaching. Shirley Johnson is a professor in Indiana University of Pennsylvania School of Education. Shirley Johnson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Randy Bartlett is the Senior Director of Teacher Residency, Research, Reporting, and the Arts at Propel Charter Schools. Randy Bartlett, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh as well.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, to both of you. Are there different or additional skills that an urban teacher needs as opposed to their suburban counterparts? Maybe it's having a greater understanding of their students' cultural differences and maybe even needs outside of the classrooms. Let's start with Shirley.
Absolutely. I believe in order to prepare new teachers to be professionally successful in an urban setting, that institutions must provide an integrated program of study, which includes coursework as well as a field experience designed to develop the skills and knowledge, and also learning about the local community.
Randy, Shirley uses the term, in addition to skills, strategy. Would you follow up on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the strategies are a key element, and that's why when we designed our program in partnership with Chatham University, we focused on a residency model, because the strategies that teachers need, they can certainly learn about in the theory of the classroom, but in the practice of spending a full year working with an experienced veteran teacher, they're able to learn what it actually means, the daily ins and outs, the strategies, the techniques that are necessary for success in any classroom, but certainly within an urban classroom.
The turnover rate of teachers, is it a matter of a more attractive paycheck, maybe being closer to home? Or is it a matter of dealing with urban school issues in urban schools that don't arise as often or even at all in some suburban settings? Randy, we'll start with you.
You know, every teacher who leaves has their own story as to why they leave, and teaching anywhere is an incredibly challenging profession, but I do think there are challenges in the urban setting that some teachers face, and many of our teachers don't come from the communities that our schools are in, and so that can be a different experience for them. And as Shirley mentioned, having a strong background in culturally responsive pedagogy and experiences in the community can serve to provide any teacher with a greater level of support and success in the urban classroom. And when those things are absent, I think it can be a challenge for teachers, and we may see some of the departures as a result of that.
Shirley, what have you noticed?
Because I'm a former urban teacher, I truly believe that when teachers are prepared at the university level, they have had experiences in the urban setting and are familiar with the community and the culture of the community. And when employed, they are then supported by mentor teachers and their administrators. I believe we would have an opportunity for our teacher candidates to be more successful. I also believe there is a key factor in that teachers should want to be where they are. They want to be in an urban setting. And the reason that I say that is what I have noticed is that many times teachers will accept a position in an urban setting until there is an opening closer to their home. In a school district, it's more like the school district that they grew up in, or they transition for other reasons. But I know that there is a commitment that some teachers have that specifically focus on wanting to teach in an urban setting, wanting to become involved in the local community, wanting to make a difference in the lives of children that are residing in urban settings.
Randy, do you see that? What Shirley brought up, wanting to be there, wanting to make a difference, wanting to be part of that community. Do you see that with teachers you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Our teachers that are the strongest are the teachers who are deeply involved in the communities that our students live in. And that's why we started the partnership with Chatham University as well, is to find people who have that deep passion and commitment to the communities where our schools are and to social justice and striving against the inequalities in our educational system, and then providing them with the opportunity to become teachers through the teacher residency model that we established.
Shirley, as a former urban school teacher, now as a teacher of aspiring teachers, can you spot that in an aspiring teacher, that desire to want to make a difference, that desire to truly want to work in an urban district and not just as a stepping stone to get to a district more like the one they grew up in, as you alluded to?
Well, I don't know that I can focus in on that, but what I can do, and I try to do explicitly, is when new teachers come into our program, the very first course that they take, we invite a panel of teachers, and I always have at least 50% of them from an urban setting. They firsthand get an opportunity to hear what it is like to serve in a urban school. After that, the follow-up is that we require our students to visit two urban schools that we partner with in the Pittsburgh Public School for a full-day observation experience. So I don't know that I can spot that, but what I can tell you is that 99% of the young white females that come into our program have no sense of what it would be like to teach in an urban setting. So we provide that opportunity, at least a glimpse of what it looks like. And then I have found that the teacher panel really begins them looking through a different lens about teaching in various settings. When that opportunity is given to them, then they can make a choice. And as a result, I then am able to recruit students that have decided that they want to make an investment and a commitment to teaching in an urban setting.
It's a Life of Learning special on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin. We're talking about reducing teacher turnover and preparing future teachers for urban schools. You just heard Shirley Johnson. She's a professor in Indiana University of Pennsylvania School of Education. We're also joined in studio by Randy Bartlett, Senior Director of Teacher Residency for Propel Charter Schools. Randy, through the years, we've talked about achievement gap from a racial perspective, but in more recent years, the focus has been on low-income students versus not low-income students. In 2015, U.S. Department of Education nationwide reported that fourth graders proficient or above in reading, language arts, the income achievement gap was nearly 30 points. So how do you respond to that when quite often in urban settings, you will be dealing with a high number of low-income students?
The racial disparities still persist, and I think that that's an issue that can't be ignored, although we've focused now on the income disparities. But every child in every school has a right to high-quality teachers. And since we're speaking specifically about teacher education here today, we need to ensure both at the university level, at the public school level, at the societal level, that the best teachers are serving in the schools that have the students with the highest needs in order to address those gaps and those deficits. And that was why the Pittsburgh Urban Teaching Corps was designed, in order to find people who had that commitment to making a difference in terms of income disparity and racial disparity in terms of achievement within urban schools, and to prepare them to be the high quality teachers that we need to close those achievement gaps.
Shirley Johnson, do you prepare your aspiring teachers in this idea of dealing with you in an urban setting quite often are going to deal with students who come from very poor families?
Absolutely. We specifically talk to them about the fact that, as Randall said, all children deserve effective teachers, high-quality teachers that have high expectations, knowing that with effort and the resources and support that our children can learn and they can excel. They can meet the same standards as other children. But I do believe, firmly believe, that there are different modes of instruction, There is an attitude or a disposition that teachers must have. They must be resilient and teach their children to be resilient. They must be tenacious and teach their children to be tenacious, and that they can dream and aspire to be anything that they want to be. The key is direct, explicit instruction, meeting the needs of students, and having high expectations for them, and knowing that there are various ways of learning.
Randy, IUP has had a focus on urban teaching for 19 years. Now, Propel and Chatham University recently partnered on the Pittsburgh Urban Teaching Corps. What does that entail? What is the focus of that?
Mm-hmm. The need for high-quality, effective teachers in urban schools is not a new problem. We decided to come and look for a new solution because as we continue to grow, we needed to find teachers who had that social justice perspective. We wanted to increase the diversity of our teaching force. We wanted more teachers from the communities that our students come from. And in order to do so, we decided to start a teacher residency program where people who had that commitment to social justice, who had a commitment to closing the achievement gap, to becoming the high-quality urban teachers that we need in order to make a difference in our schools in this region, we needed to provide them with a pathway to becoming teachers. So we partnered with Chatham University to offer them a program where they have an intensive 15-month Master's of Arts in Teaching, where they have all of the coursework with the culturally relevant pedagogy and requirements of the Pennsylvania Department of Education for middle-level certification. And they also have a year-long residency experience with a veteran master teacher receiving support.
Shirley, Randy mentioned that the need for high-quality urban teachers is certainly not new. And as I mentioned, the program at IUP is nearly two decades old. Has it evolved over those 19 years?
The program started with a chairperson of our department that had a passion for urban education. And as a result of that, it evolved into a partnership that also started with the Langley Teacher Academy. And that partnership allowed our teacher candidates to join the Pittsburgh Public School Cooperating Teachers for a full year of student teaching. And as a result of the success of that program with the Teacher Academy many years ago, the program just continued to evolve. One of the things that Randall talked about was giving them the opportunity for a full year experience. We have found that our student teachers are much stronger as a result of that, but remaining in the same school community with the same administrator and the same students allow them to see the beginning of the school year, the middle of the school year, and the end of the school year, along with the curriculum, and they are deeply embedded in the activities within the community. We have school districts seeking the urban track students. Charlotte, Mecklenburg, Prince George's County, Maryland. Pittsburgh Public has hired many of our students that want to remain in the Pittsburgh area.
Earlier, I mentioned income disparity as a factor in achievement in the classroom. The variable that might be or might not be able to be measured, but has to have an impact on achievement, is exposure to violence. Whether the student is directly impacted by violence or whether it's a presence in their neighborhood, how do you train would-be teachers so that they are aware of the potential of violence in a student's demeanor? When they come into a classroom, they might be distracted and not fully focused on learning.
In regards to teacher preparation, first and foremost, the students are responsible for teaching the whole child. And so part of what they learn about the urban setting is not what the media portrays, but the real facts of what's going on in urban communities. And not only what is going on in urban communities in regards to violence, because violence really takes place everywhere, but it's the frequency of it and the impact that it has on young children. That is part of what they experience in coursework, but they actually get to apply it and see and work with it when they're in their field experience.
Randy?
You know, Shirley is absolutely right, and this is true not just for new teachers, but for veteran teachers as well, that having a robust ecosystem of support for students and for teachers with mental health initiatives, with school counselors, with social work initiatives, are necessary in order to support not only the students, but also to support the teachers, both new and veteran, in working with students and being able to support them and having an awareness of the fact that not all of our teachers come in with that skill set. And so therefore having systems in place in order to provide them with professional development and ongoing embedded support in all of those areas, not just as new teachers, but as teachers throughout their careers, is really critical to meeting students and giving them the support that they need.
You have both mentioned the importance of mentorship for teachers. The report I cited at the beginning of our conversation, according to national statistics, 1 in 6 teachers will leave the profession within 4 years. However, that same study said that the rate of teachers staying is 15 percentage points higher if they have mentors as young teachers compared to those teachers who did not. Is it especially critical to have a mentor in an urban school setting? Randy, we'll start with you this time.
Yeah, I think it's critically important to have a mentor in any school setting, but it's potentially even more important in an urban setting where our teachers may not come from the communities that our students come from, and so that's a new experience for them. You know, Propel has instituted an ongoing system of support with mentoring and induction over 3 years for all new teachers, including teachers in the Pittsburgh Urban Teaching Corps, where they have assigned to them not only a veteran teacher as a mentor, but in addition, an experienced induction guide in every building to support not only the mentor teachers, but also the new teachers. That ability to have somebody both for formal mentoring and informal mentoring is really critical to the success of teachers in urban schools and in any school setting.
Shirley?
I totally agree with Randall. Unfortunately, or fortunately, each school district has their own mentoring and induction plan. I can say that our teachers know, first of all, that they should anticipate having a mentor teacher. But if they don't, one of the things that we do, and we strongly stand by this, that our students don't graduate in May and we forget about them. I constantly get information and share things with new teachers. But I believe every district at this point has some type of induction and or mentoring program. So absolutely, mentoring, ongoing mentoring is very important for teachers to feel the level of support that they need in a new environment, in a new profession, or as novice teachers.
Shirley Johnson is professor in Indiana University of Pennsylvania School of Education. Randy Bartlett is the Senior Director of Teacher Residency with Propel Charter Schools. Thank you so much, both of you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you,
Shirley. Thank you for the opportunity.
Coming up, the teacher recruitment and retention efforts of Pittsburgh Public Schools.
We really value teachers who are mission-driven, committed to our district goals to eliminating the racial achievement gap.
That's when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA. Thank you.